Let the truth ring clear. He is stronger, love. He is stronger than your fear.
WJTL bringing you Ellie Holcomb, Stronger, Toby Mac, Nothing Sweeter. Hi, good morning. Happy Thursday. It's 7:05.
Sidewalk Prophets just rolled in on their tour bus. Lee here. Tour bus. There's a tour bus rolling in. We're like,
tour bus. There they are.
Yeah, there's a concert. So, yeah, we're really excited to see them tonight. You still have opportunities to see them as well. We will be selling tickets at the door. All of our concert details can be found online. Just visit JunctionCenterProduction.com.
Our friend Lee Dereamer is here. He's the director of Life Cycles. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Fred. It's great to be here.
Oh, man. It's always great to see you. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I'm looking forward to saying good morning and hello to our grandchildren, Reagan and Hudson.
Awesome. Now, you've come here a lot to talk about Life Cycles, talk about what God is doing through the ministry, but it's hard to believe that it's been 10 years.
10 years of God's goodness. We just are pinching ourselves and, you know, full of gratitude, as Paul writes in Thessalonica, or to the Church of Thessalonica. And, you know, for 10 years, he's been guiding us, giving us a vision, providing for us, protecting us, bringing a community together, a family around Life Cycles. It's just been wonderful to be together with the leaders, the boys, the girls, and the families.
What was the original idea to use bicycles as a way of ministering to boys and girls in our area?
We figured out, I had a hunch in 2009 when I took two boys, two nephews who had lost their dad to cancer, unexpectedly at an early age. I took two teenage boys out to Montana and Wyoming, where Marcy and I and our kids had lived for a few years sometime back. And we just spent 30 days bicycling together, being in God's creation, loving on one another, introducing them to Jesus. And I, at some point during the trip, I remember really clearly where we were. I just got this idea, perhaps from God, that, you know, an experience like this could really help young people. And I don't know what that would look like, but maybe someday. And it was 5 years later that the circumstances all lined up, and Marcy and I prayed about it, and some other folks were praying with us, and we decided to step out in faith in late 2014 and give this thing a go and trust God that if we were in His will, He would make it work, and He has.
Wow. And it really reaches some kids who are sort of under the radar, right?
It has. You know, a couple of us have been using the term the unseen teens. And in a busy world with lots of distractions and busy calendars and so many different dynamics going on in family, school, and community, it isn't real hard to become invisible as a teenager. Now, if you want to, that's one thing. But if it's happening and you're not able to figure out your space, your sweet spot, your passions, your joy and expressing yourself, you don't find your place, well, that's a missed opportunity and it can affect people negatively. What we've discovered is there are a lot of those kids who haven't figured out where they fit in, who fit in Life Cycles, and they find their way to flourish. And between age 12 and 18, finding that opportunity to grow and blossom in a safe space with the right encouragement is so important.
Yeah.
And we've just really been thrilled to have a front row seat to watch that happen, especially for those kids.
Yeah. Now, it started with two boys, your nephews.
Yeah.
This past summer, you had a lot more than two. Tell us about all the places you went and all the lives that were touched.
You know, that vision experience did happen with two boys, and we started in 2015. Our first ride had four boys. This summer, we had 160 people, 160 teens riding with us and 80-some volunteer leaders.
Amazing.
So this summer, in addition to riding here in Landisville and Marietta Bainbridge area on Tuesday and Thursday nights, we have 11 Saturday rides around Lancaster, York, and Adams counties. So we get the kids further and further away. And as you and I were discussing, we also had five summer challenge rides where we took as many as 15 people out to get them well away from Lancaster. So we had a girls team go to Michigan and ride along the western shore, the Michigan shoreline, Lake Michigan shoreline.
Wow.
We had a team ride from Pittsburgh to D.C., from northern Pennsylvania to Niagara Falls. These are all 250, 290-mile rides over 6 days. 8 days through the Adirondack Mountains to finish up at Saranac Lake and Whiteface Mountain. And one group took 2 weeks and was out riding in the thin air of Colorado.
Wow, just amazing.
And again, God kept us safe. Spiritually deep experiences, great devotionals, lots of bonding, and just great relationship building between the teens and the leaders that we've enjoyed seeing lasts for a very long time.
So if parents are listening and they've got teens, what, 12 to 18?
Yeah.
And they're interested in getting them or finding out more info, what's the best way for them to do that?
Thanks. Well, the first thing I want them to know is everything I just discussed is 100% free, and there's no tryouts, so if you show up, you made the travel team.
You made it.
And so give us a call at 717-586-2511 or go online at www.lifecyclesteam, all one word, lifecyclesteam.org.
How about volunteers? Do you still need helpers?
We love volunteers, and we are always welcoming volunteers. They can give me a call, and I'd love to get to know them. And we would start getting together in the winter and early spring before next year's ride season.
We'll talk more with Lee coming up. In the meantime, visit lifecyclesteam.org. Josiah Queen, Ryan Stevenson, more music on the way, too.
But that's all right.